bar and restaurant owners crying out for local workers say they're having to hire more and more foreigners. Earlier this year, the hospitality industry's pleas to put cafe and restaurant managers on the immediate skills shortage list was rejected by the government, saying the industry could do more to attract locals. But businesses say they lack the necessary skills and they're not prepared to work the hours. Michael Cropp reports.
Scottish.
Kia ora.
German. Home.
We're walking around a few of Nicholas Mills' 9 Wellington bars and restaurants. He says he's struggling for staff and reliant on foreign workers to do the jobs.
Our new executive chef, Sylvester, South African, from Italy. At the back. You're a Kiwi.
I'm a Kiwi.
Kiwi! We've got one Kiwi in the kitchen.
Some of the foreign workers, such as chefs, come in on essential skills visas, but many of the staff are travellers.
They don't last very long, and it's not a great way to run your business having transient floor staff, because they are the people that greet, meet, make you feel comfortable.
Mr. Mills, who pays his staff between $19 and $35 an hour, concedes that higher wages might help attract locals, but it will impact the bottom line. Talking to people in the hospitality-heavy Cuba Quarter, it's little wonder locals aren't applying.
They're definitely overworked and definitely underappreciated. They don't know when they're finishing. And I feel like if you're going to be like working like that, you need to be getting paid something decent.
Looking at the hours, people have to work, their conditions, it'd be a hard job.
And if we are going to support tourism in this country and one of our major industries, we need to look at what we pay for hospitality jobs and value it a lot more.
Dr. Sheila Mooney heads postgrad hospitality studies at Auckland University of Technology. She says it's essential those problems of poor pay, conditions, career progression and insecure hours are addressed.
For somebody who has hospitality skills, professional competencies, they should get the living wage, and the employer should offer them a respectful working atmosphere that's enjoyable, and they should offer as well growth and training.
After pay, Dr. Mooney says there are 3 things that keep staff in hospitality jobs: respect, a career pathway, and social relationships. She says that requires qualified staff and more professionally run businesses. Telling the industry to do more to attract, train and retain locals feels an unfair constraint to Hospitality New Zealand's President Jeremy Smith. He wants the rules on foreign workers relaxed, and he thinks it's time to look at other options, such as offering less table service with fewer, better paid staff, or lowering pay rates altogether and encouraging tipping instead.
We can look at paying people more, we just need to employ less staff, because there's a limit to how much money is available in the pot to make ends meet.
However, Dr. Mooney says businesses can't afford not to pay more because the status quo relies on constant recruitment and training. For Morning Report, call Michael Cropp, their name.